Welcome to the Motherhood Journey. I am so glad that you're here. This is a space where we allow the daily joys and the tough moments to shape us and build us into the beautiful and powerful women that God originally designed us to be. Let's walk this out, mamas. Let's enjoy the journey of motherhood and see it as the blessing that it is. Hello, sweet mummies. Welcome back to the Motherhood Journey. I am excited to join you for another year, 2024. Oh my goodness. I can't believe we're already halfway through the month. I've been slack to setting up. That's my cat wish, if you can hear her. Yes, slack in starting back, but I have been thinking about you guys and stewing on all the wonderful truths of God and choosing Him through hard times and all the good things in between. So I have a message I want to give you, bring you guys today, and I hope that it can bless you as much as it blessed me. And as always, usually I'm bringing, oh dear, this cat is wanting to go on me. So we have a wild cat that is not our own called Wish. When we got onto this property, they were like, oh, there's a cat who lives here, but just feed it, but it like lives outside in the forest, so hey, hop off. But anyway, she's super affectionate, and every time I sit on this chair, she jumps on me and then claws me with her wild claws. I've never been clipped. Anyhow, I'm trying to push her off while I'm talking to you. Back to the story. So I don't know what I was saying, but I am bringing you a message about guarding your heart. I feel like this is a fantastic message because it applies to so much for us as women, because we know our battle often as women is in our mind. That is also where the word of God says our battle is. It's not against flesh and blood, but about principalities. And we need the renewing of our minds and to take our thoughts captive. Which is just so powerful that God clearly identifies that, and that we can be pressing into that all the time on this podcast, because obviously if you are anything like me, that's where you need to grow as well. So the beautiful verse we're using today, which I am sure you will know, is above all else, guard your hearts, for it is the wellspring of life. Beautiful. I've also been soaking on the verse that says, my heart and my flesh may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I love that second verse because I love it. Just is like this perfect reminder to me that I on my own can't do anything. And I often get to that place having four kids, living quite alone here on this homestead, facing all the challenges of farm life, not having anyone around, all the kids, like walking through our marriage and seeking God together and work and finances and all those things, as we all have in all of our beautiful, wonderful lives, is that every time I'm doing it on my own strength, I am failing hardcore. I can't believe it. I am just like, man, what is up with my emotions or my natural habits or the way I speak to people? I'm like, this is so not aligned to the word of truth. And I'm so thankful for God. I'm so thankful for His mercy. I'm so thankful that every time we catch ourselves functioning in a way that is not His truth, we in that moment can repent, which is turn 180 degrees around and literally walk in the other direction. We can lay that sin, that stuff up, that fail, whatever it is, and lay that down and go, this is not who I am, and I will not accept this or align myself with this anymore, because it is birthing death inside of me and in my family, and it does not honor my Lord Jesus Christ, who is so worthy of honor. So we lay it down, we keep going, and thankfully I feel like God cares more about us just getting back on the horse each time than about how many times we fall off, because if we are just continuing to choose Him with a humble heart, not in guilt and stress and like, oh, I suck, but in like, nope, this is not who I am. This is not the covenant I've joined with. I'm going to keep pressing in for goodness and truth, lay my life down at the feet of the Father. Then He just swoops us up and He equips us, and He is so kind and generous continuously. Anyhow, I found that in my life in the few recent weeks, but also obviously in my whole entire life. So this verse blesses me a lot, because then it says, God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And I was explaining, I use this verse for our like Bible verse of the week for the kids. And I was telling them, like, it's like our heart is weak by itself. But then when God comes in, he gives us strength to be what our heart truly does desire. And I love that. And he also is our portion forever, which I explained to them is like, if I had a big apple pie and I was giving everyone one slice, that's what their portion is. And that analogy means so much to me, because when I get sick, like I actually am right now, or something hard happens, or I snap and feel stressed out, I love being reminded that that is not my portion. I am a believer. I'm now in this covenant relationship of holiness, and the only portion for me in every circumstance is what the Word of God says, and is of goodness, and is of victory, and is of healing. And it's really up to us or not if we choose to take that portion, or if we stand in pride, which is one of the biggest things that blocks us from receiving God's goodness. It was one of the only things Jesus rebuked when he walked around, was the pride of the Pharisees. When we are functioning in pride and actually go, no, like I have a right in this, and like, no, this is so annoying, and no, I don't want to be humble and come to God. When we function in those things, we stop it. But when we are continually humble and open and receiving and ready, we can go, hey, this cold or cough or this headache or this down feeling where I just feel really down today, this is not my portion. This is not what my father gave his son for. This is not what Jesus gave his life for. My portion is to walk in step with the Spirit. My portion is to function in peace through all circumstances. My portion is to be healed, because in the Old Testament, when they were under the old covenant of condemnation, not even the new covenant of glory, when they're under the covenant of Abraham, God says to his people in Deuteronomy that when he's giving them all the blessings, and their bats will overflow, and their cattle will be blessed, and their kneading bowl will be blessed, and their wombs will be blessed. When he says all that to the people in Deuteronomy, if they choose his covenant of goodness, follow his voice, and obey his word, he said, no sickness will be among them. And I'm like, I always think of that. Like, there's a lot of cool Bible verses in the New Testament, and healing is definitely something I find very challenging, and I can sometimes get confused on it, and I'm constantly walking with God about healing. One verse that always hits my mind is that verse in Deuteronomy that says, there will be no sickness among them. And I'm like, Father, surely, if that was your old covenant, and that's obviously showing your will for people, then how much more do we have access to that? So I go, no, my portion is not this snotty nose and this tired body. It is to be healthy, to fulfill the destiny and God plan design for my life today, to meet with that person, to interact with that person, and to not bring sickness upon them, and not get sickness to be stopping me in my life. Anyway, that's a little backup thought about sickness. I definitely don't have all the answers for healing, but that verse pops to mind when I am walking through it with God. Anyway, that is our portion. So the things of God's word is our portion rather than the things that we experience in the world. And I love that. And it's a beautiful verse, and it's been strengthening me a lot. And it led me to the verse, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. I love knowing what I'm going to receive from God, like my portion. But then I also love this second verse because it gives me a practical tool to apply so that I can be walking in his will and receiving his truth and not be swifted off with the world. Swifted off with however I'm feeling that day. That's really loud. That's our filtered water system, for some reason, is the loudest thing in the world. Sorry, it'll be done in 1 second. There we go. Okay, anyway, I'm just going to talk over it. But yes, I love this verse because it gives me something to do with my heart. Because talking about how our heart fails. Okay, sorry. I just waited for it to end. Hopefully it doesn't turn on again. Yes, we're talking about how our heart fails on our own strength, but then the Lord is the strength of our heart and our portion. So when we receive his portion, receive his strength, our heart can light up and live how it's meant to be. And then we have this beautiful verse in Proverbs that says, above all else, important, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. I really love that. The reason that the day that I kind of broke into this verse and developed more is because something happened on the property, which I will share you for a little story time so you can see where I'm coming from. We live in 40 acres in a pine forest. We are not used to farm life. We are used to city life where everything is like manufactured to a T, and you'll get sued if something's wrong, and you just have everything done by professionals. Here in farm world, people just do YouTube tutorial job of things on the property, and you need to be cautious and you need to be checking things and just have like streetwise but farmwise in on properties, you know, with trees falling, with storms, with water, with bridges. Goes into day. Sorry. So we had this huge storm go on the night before the day that I dove into this wild west. And it was only like an hour, but we were loving it. We were dancing out in the rain. We took videos of us. There was thunder. There was lightning. It was so loud. And just really, really heavy rain for maybe an hour. And we'd also had a storm a few days before that. I feel like the weather here where we live compared to the beach is so strong. Like if we, like we're in the middle of summer right now, and we had like a 29 degree day the other day. And now today I'm in like full long sleeve top, long sleeve pants, my husband's big rain jacket. I'm sitting on my deck and my feet are cold. Like it's, I think it's like 12 degrees. It's like cold weather in the middle of summer. Anyway, we have strange weather here, but it's really cool because you experience weather to its fullest. We had a big storm. The next morning, I'm trying to learn a manual car because our car died and we finally got a new car, but it's manual, which I can't drive. And I'm learning manual, so I was going for a 10-minute drive every morning after my God walk while Brad had the kids. And I was like, oh, today I'm going to just jump in the troopy and just go for half an hour, miss my walk today. I won't normally do this, but I just want to get a better, like, solid kind of driving session. So I jump into the car, drive down our driveway. We have like a 5-minute kind of road to our property, which can joins into our driveway. So we have a long road that I can be practicing on. Anyway, when we actually entered our property, our driveway has a bridge halfway through it over water. Now, I thought that it was a pond on one side, then land, and then the other side had this huge just divot hole in it. But that piece of land got these huge pipes put in it for if the pond ever overflowed. Didn't realize that the whole thing was a huge hole with water, and then it was like kind of like a dam was created and that got turned into a bridge that had pipes through it. Hopefully that makes sense. So it wasn't as structural as I thought it was. I literally thought it was land all the way down to the bottom, but it wasn't. Anyway, I'm going, sweet, I'm just going to go for a drive. Everything's wet. But I'm like, I'll be sweet. I might skid around a little bit, but it'll be fine. I'll drive down. So I drove down, went over our bridge. And as I was going over our bridge, I looked down to the side and saw half, like the edge of the bridge was all like pulled away. And this bridge, sorry, is made of like concrete, dirt, gravel. It's not like a metal or wooden bridge. It looks like just the earth, but it's got concrete through it and big pipes through it. Anyway. As I was driving past it, I was like, oh, wow, there's like quite a divot in the side. I better stop, look back and see. Brad might need to repair just the top layer. Might have just been like crusted away a little bit on the side. As I get out of the car, which I'm in a 4-ton troopy, it's a very, very heavy car that I just drove over this bridge. I take a few steps and look, and the whole entire foundations of this whole bridge has been swept away by the water. And there's this huge hole to the right of the bridge where land used to be, and a huge, huge hole where the bridge is, with less than a foot worth of dirt on the top, gravelly dirt, which I just drove over with a 4-ton troopy. So I looked at that and went, oh my goodness, one, I shouldn't have been able to cross that. That's like, it had nothing holding it up. It didn't have poles, it didn't have anything. It was just a hole with less than a foot of dirt hovering on the air between the two bits of land. So I was just like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that earth didn't crumble under me and I didn't crash into the side of this cliff edge that was formed because all the middle is gone. It's very hard to explain to you without a photo. And secondly, I couldn't get back to my family because I couldn't walk back on the bridge because I didn't even want to take one step on it. It would have crumbled underneath me. And the next day I was actually completely gone without any rain, without anyone touching it. The whole bridge just disappeared. That earth just by itself fell. And so my husband was thankfully in the backyard. So I yelled out to him and I was like, Brad, come. And like over our field, I was yelling at him, and then he was getting all the kids to come in. I was like, no, don't bring the kids. Cause it was like rushing water because there was now this river under where the bridge was and all these rocks, all these fallen down trees and all this concrete and land. It just looked like a
I don't know, blown up zone. It was crazy what water can do. Anyway, he finally gets the kids to stop. He comes over. He's standing on one side of the bridge with the strap to him. And he's like, I can't cross to you. And I'm like, I can't cross to you. So we walked through our forest, like this huge way around where I'm walking in water, like up to my knee through this like two new rivers that formed on our property because so much water was rushing everywhere. And I met all the kids. Anyway, Brad drove it around. Thankfully, we have another entrance to our property at the back through a neighbor's property. So we're not stranded here. But anyway, that was a big dilemma because then the next day we came to it. And as I said, the whole entire bridge was collapsed. It's a huge hole there now. And the owner of the property and our neighbor both said the car shouldn't have made it across that. It should have broken under me and I should have smashed headfirst into the side of the cliff that was now formed and maybe even rolled onto the rocks with the water pushed because of the water running so hard. So, and I was not wearing a seatbelt. I was just driving on our property, was not thinking at all. So, that was a really like big kind of shock to me and Brad. And we were like, thank you so much, God. I was a bit shaken up that I could have had a big accident or maybe lost my life in that moment. But here I am today. Thank you, Jesus. Now, after this accident situation, I was really heady. I was really stuck in my head and I really felt like I couldn't just move on with my day. I felt really shaken up by it. It took like an hour for us to all get back to the property and we're like drenched in water and I had to make these signs on my computer to put across the bridge for no one to try and cross it if delivery people came or whatever. And Brad had to put all these barriers up. It's kind of like a morning affair. Anyway, I was sitting on the deck where I am right now and was just processing it all. And I was like, man, I feel really emotional right now. I feel emotional of what I should be thinking of, like what could have happened and that I shouldn't be thinking that. And I need to just be praising God, but I'm feeling like just kind of vulnerable and that I just want to be with someone right now because I feel overwhelmed. Anyway, I was sitting here just processing with the Lord, journaling, because journaling, as you know, if you listen to this channel, always really helps my heart. And I was journaling just about how I was feeling. And then this Bible verse hit my heart and I was like, thank you, Lord. It's above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. And I realized in that moment that it was really, really important that I guarded my heart. Now, this is a very little example mentally, although it was a very kind of hectic physical situation, because we could think of probably a lot more maybe applicable guard your heart scenarios. But this just really hit home for me and I hope that it can help you with whatever your guard your heart scenario might be. Because as I was sitting there, I started allowing a lot of negative feelings to come into my mind. And I thought, oh, these feelings are here. I better process them. There's something in my heart. I need to process why I feel alone. Maybe what would happen if I wasn't here? And times in my life, I felt really vulnerable and felt like no one was there to care for me. And started thinking about birth and things that I just have more triggers with or struggles with. And I started just dwelling on all those things and going, oh, what's the answer for that? And what's the answer for that? And like got very stuck in my head. And God told me this verse, above all else, Ellie, guard your heart right now, for it is the wellspring of your life. And I realized in that moment, it was my responsibility to guard what my mind and heart were going to think after this scenario going on. Because I could either let in fear, loneliness, discouragement of being on this property, discouragement of my children or my husband or what's going on in my own personal life that could make me feel discouraged, which will then birth maybe me being out of it that day, maybe me having some resentment build up, maybe me not trusting people or myself for the future, maybe me not wanting to take risks or all these things that can be birthed out of the agreements we make with thought processes. Or I could choose to have this be a time where I guard my heart and I choose to allow in only what is going to build me up after this circumstance and choose to have some healthy thought processes of what I want to be thinking about that day or taking care of the kids or the scenario that happened. And I went into my husband and told him about me just choosing to have this mind shift. And he spoke really cool wisdom into me about this verse. And it's what sparked me to do this podcast. And I want to share it with you and then I'll be done because I have to go back inside to my family. I'm sorry, that filter water keeps coming on. So I'm going to talk to you over it. Hopefully you can hear me. So my husband told me when I went to him, he was like, Ellie, this verse is kind of like this. He was like, it's kind of like your mind is your kingdom. And in your kingdom, you stand for God. You stand for righteousness. You stand for the word of truth. And you have set a certain culture in your kingdom that there's certain ways you do things, treat people, act, think. That's who you are. You're like this beautiful wellspring of garden of God's goodness. Now, when thoughts or circumstances or people or perspectives come to your mind, you need to guard
your safe place, your sanctuary, your wellspring of the Holy Spirit. You need to guard it to only allow into that kingdom what you wish to have come in that will follow your kingdom's culture and bring a continuation of health to that kingdom society in you. And we were both saying it was kind of like this guard, like a guard stands there. And when someone comes up, a thought or anything, and you could apply this to when you start feeling resentment towards your husband because he gets to have a break and you don't, or when you start comparing yourself to another mom because she looks like she's got everything so easy with two kids and you've got three dangling off you and you feel like you're failing at everything. You could do this when you see someone on Instagram making sourdough and you go, well, I can't even flip and make my kids a sandwich for lunch. You could use this in any time when thoughts come into your mind that you think you might need to process through or justify, and instead allow your wise counselor, a guard, to stand in front of, that's how I kind of saw it, it's like a wise counselor, to stand in front of your kingdom and say, hey, if you're going to enter this place that I have worked hard for, that I have continually surrendered to the Lord to teach and groom and grow and prune, if you're going to come and stand at the door of my kingdom, you better be coming in to bring something good. And if not, I'm actually just not going to allow you in. And that is our responsibility. And I love getting kicked in the butt with that stuff because it is just so not okay to just live as the world does and let everything come in whenever you feel it, whoever says it. And I am such a struggler in this. I am unfortunately very impacted with if someone comes and brings me a thought process, I'm like, oh, really? And even if I don't agree with it, I'll think about it all day and maybe justify why I do or why I don't and try and really get to the bottom of it. And I think in all these sort of circumstances, there is places to process through things, of course. And also, emotions are completely welcome. God gave us emotions for us to experience them. I'm not saying build a brick wall of China in front of your kingdom and don't let anyone in. I'm saying when an emotion or a circumstance comes to knock on your door, choose yourself. Are you going to be allowed in or not? And sometimes negative emotions are good because they are your greatest teacher. If you're feeling guilty or you're feeling angry, you can go, oh, hey, thanks for giving me that warning sign. Something's up. I need to face something or change something, but I'm not going to dwell in this any longer than I need for it to teach me the lesson it's here for. And then I'm going to press into the truth. And so I just really like that. I really like that idea of a wise counselor or a guard standing in front of our kingdom and saying, hey, when you come into here, are you going to produce weeds or fruit? Because I only have time for fruit, and I'm not going to allow this flood to come into my brain to just take over my thoughts and swift me away from who I want to be, because it is so easy to step off that narrow path, and we have to be diligent. And hopefully you and I can get to this place where this is not a drag. This is not overcoming with stress to have to shoot ourselves like this, but it is the most empowering tool we have to not go, oh great, now another thing we have to do. I have to stop every thought that comes to mind. No, like be so empowered that you actually have the ability to be free from sin and to say no to thoughts that come into your mind, and to write out Bible verses, stick them on your mirror, write out mantras of truth from the word of God that you're going to declare over yourself until your brain is brainwashed in it and your whole garden is fertilized. And when a bad thought comes, as the word of God says in John 10, when that stranger's voice comes, you don't recognize it. It comes and you say, get out of my kingdom, you are not of me. I think that's powerful and beautiful and would help and strengthen all of our minds and our lives. So I'm going to quickly pray for us. I need to go into my champions, but I hope you're having a great day. Welcome to 2024. Let's smash out this year of podcasts and dive into good stuff of walking as mamas with the Holy Spirit. So good. Jesus, thank you for these mums and thank you for your word. Thank you for our brains, that they are brilliant and our mind is brilliant and it can be changed. Thank you, Lord. We're not stuck in anything. We can change. We can change. We can change. No sin, no habits, no generational impacts. Nothing is marking us except for the blood of Christ when we give our lives to you. And I thank you for that, God. And I pray deeply for myself because I need this. And for these mamas, that we would learn how to guard our hearts, to allow you and your truth to be the final say in our heart and to be what produces life in us, so that we are not being pulled to and fro and stumbling in the dark everywhere we go. We need you, Father. And I thank you, Father, even for the encouragement this is of recording this podcast today, to live out a day of purpose and intentionality in what your word says and enjoy before my children, rather than just however I feel with all my circumstances going on. We love you, Lord. Give you our hearts and we thank you for the strength you give to us. Amen. If you enjoyed tuning in today, subscribe here and connect with me over on Instagram, where you can DM me or find my email, as I'd love to connect deeper and pray with you.